You know, Yael, even though we occasionally have our disagreements, when you look at the larger scheme of things, we're really not so different.
I don't know, Don. I'm a woman. You're a man. I've got blue eyes.
Yes, yes, but that's all superficial stuff. On the level of our genetic blueprints or genomes, we're actually 99.9% similar.
Come on, Don. You and I aren't even related.
That doesn't matter. You know how DNA is a pattern or sequence of nucleotides, right? You might also remember that there are actually only four different nucleotides and that they're arranged in pairs. Anyway, now that scientists have mapped our DNA, they've calculated that two unrelated humans, on average, have one different nucleotide per 1,000 nucleotide pairs in their DNA.
Are you serious? Are we really so similar?
Of course, it's a matter of perspective. The length of the human genome is somewhere around 3 billion nucleotide pairs. So one change every 1,000 pairs adds up to 3 million changes between individuals.
3 million. Now, that's more like it.
Still, there's only a difference of 0.1%. Another astonishing fact is that about 98% of our genetic makeup is similar to chimps.
Those little differences in sequencing make a huge difference in the final result.
That's why there's a lot of research comparing genomes between humans and between humans and other animals. Just think how much scientists would learn if they could figure out exactly which genes make us different from each other and make humans different from other organisms.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.